I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports. You want to kick it off, D.I.?
Yeah, let's talk. Okay, so we're going to NBA and NHL conference finals are set, all right?
And with two big surprises.
At the beginning of the series, like, I would have thought probably Boston would have beat Florida in the NHL. But I'm very happy that Boston lost and Florida's advancing.
Right.
Because you were very vocal, like a jerk.
Right.
When the Golden Knights lost.
Right.
And, you know, I would like to put, like, if anybody's listening to this, if you want to put hashtag Conan ran his mouth, I think that would be an appropriate hashtag for this, because you ran your mouth and Boston got beat. Do you have any comment on that?
Did run my mouth. I'm Boston strong always and forever, whether they have a good team or a bad team. As you notice, I still follow the Oakland A's and the Oakland Raiders. I'm not a fucking bandwagon fan. I love my bees, and I've been following them since I was like fucking 6 years old, so I'm not going to jump off on them now. Florida is probably my second or third favorite team, because that's where I'm from, but I will never take them over the Bruins.
Right.
So, yeah, they beat us last year, they beat us this year, and now I hope they go in there and spank the fucking Rangers so Larry Dallas can be doubly mad.
Right, so the Rangers are playing Florida, and Edmonton, Connor McDavid, they want to keep seven in a row. Surprising. You know, the teams don't win seven games in a row.
Right.
But they're playing probably the Dallas and the Rangers are the two hottest teams. All right? Probably the two best teams, the two favorite to face each other. However, the NHL would love to have a Canadian team in the finals, at least, because, like, every single year,
the face of the NHL leading the way.
The Canadians are – Canada is a hockey country, right? And whenever the United States should play Canada in the Olympics, it's always big ratings, Canada versus Russia and stuff. Bro, they haven't had a team in the Stanley Cup Finals in forever. They haven't won a Stanley Cup Finals forever.
Right.
The NHL would just absolutely love, and I would too, to see Connor McDavid, because he's the face of the league, the best player in the finals against the Rangers, which are arguably – probably the number one market team. Well, they are the number one market. It's not even arguing, right? And, like, I think the NHL is dying for that, okay? And I think they would be satisfied with the Rangers versus Dallas. But But the worst outcome would be Florida versus Dallas, which nobody would watch or care or give two shits about.
Right.
And unfortunately, I can't.
Me not caring about what the NHL wants. I just want Florida and their rats to destroy the Rangers.
Do you really?
Yeah, of course. I don't like anything from New York, and I love to see them after all the shit they talk, and boy, can they talk some shit, not say one fucking word when I challenge them on Twitter to keep that energy they had from before. We're all my New York shit talkers now.
Got very little response
from the actual guys that talk shit.
I would like to call out all the shit talkers from New York on Twitter to talk to Conan on Twitter and aggressively.
I got enough venom for all of you, yeah.
With aggressive and vulgar language. Okay?
Yes, please.
You like that aggressively vulgar?
You get clapped back with the same or worse.
All right.
That's a lifetime feud. Me and any New York fan, me and the Lakers. Okay.
Right.
And there was one more that's in there.
Me and
Notre Dame and FSU in Florida.
Right. And you, yeah. LAX and Irish Pat Kenny, Heat.
Right.
All right. So you're picking Florida versus Edmonton. I want Rangers versus Edmonton. I wouldn't mind seeing. I'm an old school Ranger fan from back in the day. So my cold nights are now, but I wouldn't mind seeing
the Rangers. Ranger? Wait a minute. Are you old school Ranger or old school Islander?
I was a Ranger fan forever. Yeah, until the Golden Knights came. I was a Ranger fan. When the Rangers played the Stanley Cup Finals against the Kings, I was a diehard Rangers fan. But now the Golden Knights came, and then they were so good. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, I live here. I can come to the fucking game and support. Yeah.
Right. I can't root for two teams.
It's with me with the Padres, bro. I live here now. It's hard not to be a Padre fan.
So now let's talk about the NBA. And there was a very big surprise. Minnesota won the first two games at Denver, and the second game without Rudy Gobert, they blew him out. It was like, holy shit. And everybody, their mother was like, this is, bro, so funny listening. I love during the playoff season to listen to the media. And like, if you're a gambling man, if you listen to the media, bet the opposite of what the media is saying. And you'll probably like come ahead. You'll probably win like 60% of the time, right? So after the first two games, Minnesota beat Denver. This is over. It's over. Then Denver won the next two games. And then they're like, this is over. Denver's got it. They never won the fifth game at Minnesota. And they were like, and everybody's talking about they're going to blow out Minnesota in game four because Minnesota's done. And the complete opposite of that happened, right? Minnesota blew them up by 40-something points. Now, you would have thought.
Real quick. Joe.
Yes.
Do you have our mid-season basketball picks? Because I think I picked Minnesota to win.
You might have. Yeah.
Give me one sec. Yep.
You might have. All right. So then Minnesota blew them out in game five or six. They went back to Denver, and everybody's assuming, you know, but especially coming off a blowout loss, you think, when teams get blown out and they play at home the next game, they usually get back some effort. And they did for one half.
Right.
I was like, dude, they were down by 15 points a half, and they were down the first 2 minutes. They were down by 20 points in the third quarter. And all of a sudden, they just clamped down this defense, and there was a stretch to 10 minutes to 3 minutes, right? And if you look at the play by play, the thing, okay, from the 10-minute mark to the 3-minute mark of that third quarter, Minnesota outscored them by like 16 points. And I was like, wow, if you weren't paying attention, if you right off the game, like doing something else, you're on TV, you're watching me, you're on a computer, and you looked up and you're like, well, what the hell's going on? Because that's what happened to me. And so I was like, Jesus Christ, what's going on? And it's like, you know, all of a sudden it's a game now. And dude, Yo, Jokic is the best player in the league. I still wholeheartedly agree with that. Dude, they just shut him down, and they won. And like, and now everybody and their mother, all right, is giving them, you know, they're good. They're the favorites now and something. But I'm sorry, dude. I'm like, I'm not writing off Luka Doncic because what they did, they beat a younger Oklahoma City team. Doncic is hurt. He's beat up out there and everything. But dude, the guy just like is like he's a clutch player. Kyrie's a clutch player. I think Dallas is going to upset Minnesota, because I think nobody is giving Dallas any chance whatsoever in the series. They're playing better defense. I like Dallas in the series. What do you think?
Dallas and Minnesota?
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be a good game. But I'm going to pick Minnesota.
Okay.
Who do you got? Right. Dallas?
I got Dallas upset. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think everybody likes Minnesota, but I think.
Bro, I mean, what Minnesota did was incredible. They had six players in double figures. Anthony Edwards did not have a good game. Once they put on that D, if you got good D like the Celtics, like them, you know, everything's possible. Like you said, they were down like 15, 20 points at halftime.
20 points, I
thought it was over.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a hell of a comeback in their house. And they're the defending champions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
One of the best home records in basketball, too.
Right. And yeah. Jokic had a great game again, dude. He's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
You know?
Like 19 rebounds.
Yeah, and been like 30-something points. I mean, he went off.
But here's the thing. Minnesota
is almost unstoppable.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
The newest K100 partner is a company we're all big fans of, and I'm sure our audience is as well, and that's Roots of Fight. So K100 has partnered up with Roots of Fight to get our listeners 10% off an order of any size for a limited time only. So if you've had your eye on any of their products, don't hesitate. Go to rootsoffight.com and use our code K100 for 10% off. That's rootsoffight.com. Now, I know, Conan, that you've worked on this idea for a while, although it's definitely my idea, so I want full credit, but still, without me, we wouldn't have had this offer for our listeners. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. Here's the deal. Roots of Fight, we were wearing this before they even came here to sponsor the show. Is that from Roots of Fight, the one you're wearing now, Roddy?
Yeah, Roddy Piper. There's a lot of like Piper retro stuff. Punk, CM Punk has worn this. Like, really? You know, Punk Twitter, he has this. And also, there's CM Punk merch on there for all you punk fans. But they've probably got tons of stuff.
So I got stuff. I got, because I'm a big Bruce Lee fan, so I got a lot of stuff from Bruce Lee. I got some Muhammad Ali. I got Rey Mysterio. I got Bret Hart. I got Andre the Giant. So I got a lot of stuff. It's very, very comfortable. It's excellent. Plus, they have, like, shorts and long pants. I got these Rey Mysterio green shorts that I wear all the time. They're super comfortable, cool. So check it out. You know, they got everything on there.
What do you got, Joe?
Yeah, I grabbed a couple of Bret Hart shirts, the t-shirt. Like when I said, the material is really comfortable. So I got like a muscle shirt too. So you'll never see that, because why would I wear a muscle shirt on camera? And I also got this really comfortable hoodie. It's an Elvis Presley hoodie, right? But since it's Roots of Fight and it's kind of sports related and based, it's actually like an Elvis karate hoodie where it shows him doing karate. You know, Elvis was wearing the karate stuff. It's so comfortable. I'm kind of bummed that it's getting warmer. So like, it's almost like I can't wait to wear it next year. Yeah.
Yeah, so check out rootsoffight.com and take advantage of 10% off the code K100. They got stores for Muhammad Ali, Bret Hart, Rey Mysterio, Roberto Duran, Elvis, Roddy Piper. This offer is a limited time only, so jump on it, get some new clothes to support the show by going to rootsoffight.com and use the code K100 for 10% off orders of any size. Boom.
Boom. You're stealing my line. I say that. Boom.
So Minnesota, during the offseason, they basically designed a team to beat Denver.
Right.
And they just beat Denver. And I'm like, okay, right. You designed a team to beat Denver. Like, you designed a team to beat Luka? Like, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, the narrative here is, like, kind of off whack. It's like, you know, everybody's, like, assuming Minnesota's
going to win. Well, here's what's going to be interesting in the offseason, because it seems like Miami, who didn't get Jimmy Butler, none of the Jimmy Butler – who was the guy that they wanted, and they end up not that they really wanted him bad?
Oh, they wanted the guy from Milwaukee, Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard, right. They didn't get him, but now they're going after Mitchell from Cleveland.
Right. Mitchell wants to play there, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Butler together and fucking Abayama, what's his name again? Bama. Right. And you got Tyler Hero, and it's going to be a squad. I'm also hearing that they want to send Paul George to New York.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The Knicks got a squad, bro. If they wouldn't have been hurt, I mean, they had four of their starting five.
You know who I heard wants to go to New York is Devin Booker, too.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good place for people.
Him and Brunson would be ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, that they need more players, because the team they have right now, all these guys got to play 45 minutes. They had no bench.
But they got they got a good squad though. And when you got four or five players hurt, then in the last game Brunson fractures his hand.
Yeah.
You know, it was a wrap.
So speaking of this, because that's why the Indiana Boston series is kind of weird.
Right.
Because both teams played against teams that didn't have their best players available.
Right.
So Indiana beat Milwaukee without Giannis.
Right.
They just beat the Knicks. They went to seven games against the Knicks without John Randall. Guys, I don't know if he got hurt. You know, they were, you know, whatever. But Boston, you know, they beat Miami without Jimmy. They didn't have to play against Jimmy Butler, so they had a cakewalk. And then they played, Cleveland. They didn't have Jared Allen. Their probably second best player from me. So it's like, you don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
Also, remember, Boston played without Porzingis.
Yeah, they've been at without Porzingis, but like I'm saying, I'm not
missed the first two games of this series.
Right, I'm not sure which team has had it easier, so I don't really. I gotta watch Game One to see what happens. But bro, I think this series is gonna be a lot. The Celtics should win.
Okay? Well, you gotta remember, Indiana's probably the fastest team in the league. Faster than Houston. Okay, right. OKC. I meant OKC. Right. Okay, obviously very young team. Too dumb to know where they're at right now. Okay.
Right.
And they score probably more points than just about anybody in the league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you've got one great thing. When Boston has a very, very, very bad habit. They rely way too much on threes, and you live and die by those. Okay. Yeah. And number two, a lot of times when they're disinterested, they get beat by teams they should beat easy.
Right.
If they stay focused and they've been to the conference final like five times in a row and they're getting heat from everybody that when are you going to win the big one? Once they clamp down that defense, because all those guys can play D, fucking Drew Holiday's awesome. He was, he showed it in the playoffs.
He's going to be on Halliburton one-on-one, so that's what you're
right. Derek White has the most blocks for somebody like under 6'1 or for any guard. He's a great defensive player. Underrated offensively, okay? Mm-hmm. Brown plays good defense. Tatum plays good defense. When Horford plays incredible defense, and you saw that in the last game. I mean, when they decide to clamp down, it's a wrap. It's like what Minnesota did to Denver, and that's where Indiana's going to get. That's where Indiana's going to run into problems.
Well, I think it's I honestly think this series is going to like mirror like the other two. For some of you, then you've nailed Boston because you're a fan of it. You've seen the first series that happened.
Right.
They kill the team the first game. They relax because they know it's not going to be a cakewalk. Right. And the other team catches and relaxes in the second game. And they lose at home.
Right.
That's the weirdest feeling. Boston is like, because they get in these relaxed situations because they don't feel like they're being threatened, and they just are very vulnerable at home because they're comfortable. They don't play hard, and the teams usually grab a game. Then what happens? Boston gets mad that they lost at home. They go in the next two games on the road. They either close out.
Very rare they lose two in a row. Yeah.
So I'm hoping this is perfect because from a gambling situation, this is a great situation because teams teams playing against teams that played in game seven, the series before, are like 60% against the spread the first game. So Boston falls to that. Boston and Dallas both fall in that spot. But Boston should kill Indiana in the first game. And I'm looking for Indiana to beat Boston in the second game. It seems like we're just going to follow the same pattern because that's what Boston has done all year. They just have a pattern. If Tatum or Brown have a bad shooting game, the next game they shoot well, like statistically, like 80-90% of the time. So I don't know. It's just like, I don't think Indiana is going to win, but they're probably going to make it interesting for TV for a few games. It might go six. I'm picking Boston versus Dallas for the finals. Dallas for the finals. Okay. Yeah, I think Dallas is going to beat this.
Did you check on that, Joe?
Yeah, Conan, you picked Boston in the East, and in the West, it was either Minnesota or the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Disco, you picked Boston or the Knicks, and then in the West, Oklahoma City.
Did I really pick Oklahoma City? That's not a bad pick, bro. I think this, if you went back and listened to the tapes, I think those tapes have been doctored.
Wow.
I just listened to it.
Did you watch the Fury fight this weekend?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of it?
That's a very, very close fight. That actually could have gone either way. I have no problems with Usyk winning it. And he fucking, he almost knocked him out.
Yeah.
I mean, he was on Queer Street and liking it. You know, he's all over the ropes. I mean, this is a guy that weighs 40 pounds less than him.
Yeah. Well, this is what I found interesting, okay? Is that I thought that Usyk was going to win this thing like 8 or 9 rounds to like 3-3.
It was a split decision, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Because I thought, okay, Fury's heavier and stuff. Like, he lost weight, but he's still he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And the Usyk is a cruiserweight, originally a light heavyweight that's moved up in weight to fight in heavyweight, which makes him quicker.
Right.
And I thought that Usyk would just, because of his quickness and the fact that he's lighter, just could move, so would just constantly be scoring more points against Tyson Fury than, and just be grabbing rounds. But, bro, it's like the first round, Tyson Fury's jab was just...
Oh, yeah, he outmatched him.
Because he's a bigger guy, and he got him in the range of that jab, and because it's not, bro, it's just when a big guy is hitting you with a stiff jab, it's like, it's just completely slowed Usyk down.
Right.
He wasn't like...
He used his height. He was popping that jab. He was outboxing him.
And he was comfortable where he was putting his hands behind his back. And I was like, I would have never thought that would have happened in this. I thought Usyk would be the one to be like moving and like, you can't hit me. And then all of a sudden, Usyk just clocked him with that straight left. Well, first of all, he hit him earlier in the fight with a shot right to the nose. And there's a good slow motion thing you see on Twitter where... You see that series, bro? Oh, Jesus Christ. I think he broke my nose. Steps back, And then he hit him with that left cross. We saw it. Bro, that would have dropped anybody else. I mean, he hit him smack in the jaw.
We've seen he's got a great jaw.
He would have fallen down if the ropes weren't there. He would have felt flat on his back, right? And he just staggered around and they nailed him. But that round, that won the fight for the 10-8 round. That's what he came, because he won one of the rounds. One of the judges had him winning 114-113. That would have been 114-114.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull an Ohtani rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. ArenaClub.com and the Slab Pack. This is an interesting site to check out if you're into card collecting or that kind of hobby. I've never seen this done before where you could buy a pack of sports cards, you know, baseball, basketball, football, whatever you want, and you're going to know, and you're going to see by percentages what kind of cards you're going to get, who you're going to get, and more. My first slab pack, I wanted to grab a baseball one, and I actually wound up with this sweet Dave Winfield autograph. I got a valuable 2019 Juan Soto card. It also included this really awesome Jim Thome card. It was kind of like a drawing, a painting of Jim, and on the back was all his pertinent stats, a little story of his career, so that was really cool. I hadn't collected cards in many years, but when I heard about Arena Club and heard about the slab pack, I had to go check it out. And these Arena Club slab packs are revolutionizing the repack game by introducing transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading or selling, and they'll be officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale provided and an explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. And right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. Crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. And that's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase. If you're a collector, if you're interested in starting up collecting, there's nowhere better to go than arenaclub.com. Add on that 10%, you'll get a sweet discount, and you'll be supporting K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100. For 10% off your first purchase.
This reminded me of the Minnesota-Denver game. Like, the first half was all Denver. Like, right. The first six rounds was all fucking Fury. And I was like, wow, he's just going to maybe outpoint this guy or knock him out, you know?
Right, right.
And then seventh round, he kind of started to take over. And then that ninth round gave him a lot of confidence. And he never took his,
Fury came back and won one of those rounds.
Yeah,
I was surprised. Like, I thought he was done. You know,
he actually said after the match, he goes, "I want a rematch." He has a rematch clause.
They do, right? It's two fights. Yeah,
and he also said he thought he won.
Yeah,
Now, let me ask you a question. This was a split decision, close match. Who do you think won?
Usyk.
Okay.
I think Usyk won, yeah.
Yeah, so sure. Did I.
Yeah. Especially the 10-8
round. It was a good fight. Usyk's great. I mean, he's very unorthodox. He's always moving. He's always applying pressure. You know, the Gypsy King looked great in this too. He has nothing to fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, this is one of those matches where everybody came out winning.
Right. And Anthony Joshua was at ringside. And it's like, yeah, he's, you know, he's kind of lucky. He's like, his heat stinks. Like, he's not all hype in it, but he knocked out Ngannou.
Right.
Who, that you was know, like one thing, round. Right. That's, and the only reason that that was a big thing is because Ngannou gave Fury a fight. You know, so it's like, it's
and what I
weird.
Couldn't believe, I couldn't believe that this was the first undisputed champion, and Lennox Lewis was there too, since Lennox Lewis. And but that was, remember, for the boxing people here, that's when they had three belts.
Yeah.
That was a unified title. Now they have four. This is the first time they've unified all four times.
He's the linear champion. The funniest thing is there was there's some people showed their own clips, and Usyk, like 6-7 years ago, was saw they were asking like, "Hey, do you think you're going to fight heavyweight?" He goes, "Oh yes." He goes, "We're going to fight heavyweight. I'm going to be the undisputed champion." He goes, "Oh, you think you'll be a champion?" So no, the undisputed champion. Like he said that like 6 years ago. Right. I mean, like it came to fruition. Like, you know, it's going to give massive confidence. Well, you know,
I love Usyk because he's like your typical Russian, very
Ukrainian. Ukrainian.
Yeah, but he's Ukrainian.
Right,
but,
right. Know, Russian.
Like, yeah, like even like, what's this guy's name? The guy that's a mayor now over there.
Klitschko. Yeah.
You know, very straight, stoic, not a lot of sense of humor. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of good fighters kind of in built, Ukraine.
Huh?
Lomachenko, the Klitschko brothers, Usyk, like the brothers. It's like the country. Like, then probably, you know what? I don't know.
But and they have basketball teams.
I imagine because there's, you know, maybe this is why, okay? Because Ukraine used to be a part of Russia, right? And then, like, then it became Ukraine. And now Russia's trying to, so there's kind of, like, the nationalistic thing. Bro, these kids, the Russians and the Ukrainians, like, the Russian heritage people, the Ukrainian the people, they probably grow up fighting all the time. No, I mean, if you have that many good fighters from a country, like you got to imagine, like fighting there is something that you just do, like at a young age growing up, and like just like you fight. You know what I'm saying? Because like that's where like you see like a lot of the boxers, Mexican fighters, the good American fighters, they grew up in rough neighborhoods where you fight. You got to learn how to fight growing up. You know,
so sounds like Delco.
Yeah, Conan, do you think that Delco?
Pairs.
Do you look at Conan?
If Joe's example of Delco toughness.
we're coming up on June's got a lot of sweet events for combat sports. I was just looking up a little bit because obviously UFC has great cards coming. And Tyson and Paul, did you guys see these rule changes?
Was it five 2-minute rounds or something like that?
8 2-minute rounds, 14-ounce gloves instead of 10-ounce, and it's getting a lot of heat in the boxing world, of course, from guys like Eddie Hearn and Frank Warren from Queensberry Boxing calling it ridiculous. But the other thing, I saw this, and this is like
Bet
Trivial Pursuit.
Be calling it ridiculous if they were promoting it.
Fucking right, especially in that stadium. But this is like Trivial Pursuit shit right here. You know, there's a 31-year age gap in this fight, and it's being sanctioned as a pro boxing fight, so it counts. Mm-hmm. Now, the biggest discrepancy between two fighters was a 24-year discrepancy back in 1963. 49-year-old Archie Moore fought his last fight. Do you know who he fought?
Joe Louis?
I never knew this. 25-year-old Mike DiBiase.
Who?
Mike DiBiase.
DiBiase's dad.
Yeah, he was a wrestler, but I guess he fought Archie in Archie's last boxing match. I never knew that.
That's interesting. Well, I'd like to know, what was the big the age gap when George Foreman fought his last
fight? Mike Moore?
What was the age gap there? What was the age gap when Bernard Hopkins fought his last opponent? Because both of them were 50 years old. So Tyson is 60 is like, you know, like he's fine. You know, Jake Paul's like a glorified amateur fighter that's good at it. But like he's not like a professional. You know,
yeah, but you got Jake, but you have Paul winning, right?
Bro, come on. I'm worried that the narrative coming out of this is going to be very, very negative, where people are saying, like, why did we let his 60-year-old guy in there to fight.
Because he's not just any 60-year-old guy. He's in shape. He's still punching hard when you look at his videos and ferocious.
Right.
And there's the aura. It's Mike Tyson. He still sells. And as long as you can still make money, I'll go ahead and do it. Plus, the Joe's talking about they're using big gloves, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much, you know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm sure they may even talk ahead of time, you know, to make it entertaining and nobody get hurt.
Right.
So Foreman was about 19 years older than Michael Moore. And then in his last fight, he fought Shannon Briggs.
Right.
Trying to find the age difference between those guys. And what was the one you went to see? Hopkins' last fight? Bernard Hopkins as well?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real quick, bro, has Sale been incredible with you guys?
Yeah, 7-1.
And
thank God, because with Strider out for the year, he's been,
yeah,
you know.
We destroyed Strider, Freed the other day. What do you think of the Padres against your Braves?
They took their out of court. They won the last, bro. We blew a 5-0 lead against the other day.
Yeah, and they lost 6-5. But what do you think now, looking at the Padres going against the Braves?
I'm not worried right now. But bro, the Braves are going to the playoffs. Padres are going to struggle to make the playoffs. So I'm not. It doesn't really bother me. I hope the Braves do not win the division. Because I would rather them play the wild card, not have those 5 days off anymore. Just like, you know, catch the Phillies in that same situation.
Ozuna's having an Acuna year.
Yeah. Acuna's not having an Acuna year.
Yeah.
Acuna's batting like .250 right now. And we're quarter of the way through the season.
Ozuna's killing it, dude.
Yeah. He's a monster. So.
Yeah. And Sale, incredible, bro. When he's on, he's just such an incredible pitcher. My problem with him is, and hopefully it doesn't happen to you guys, is that he pitches so violently on such a small frame, you know, that's why he's always hurt. That's kind of like Pedro Martinez was like that too, you know.
We can't survive in getting there. We're done.
Bro, he threw a great game against the Padres.
He's not giving up any hits. It's like that's so coasty right there. How about that guy, the Pittsburgh guy, Skeens?
Oh, he's incredible.
Dude, he struck at the second thing, he struck
What's
at the first
the deal
ever
with
guy.
Him?
Well, he's like the number. He was the number one.
Yeah, no, number one pick, and everybody. Last year, he's already in the major leagues from last year.
Remember when Strasburg debuted years ago? And he threw like 14 strikeouts his first year.
Right.
It's big news, bro. That's what this guy is like. He's like the next. He was the Steven Strasburg of the hype and stuff. And look at him. He's been better believer.
You know who has a good team right now? Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, they've always had a good team. So
yeah, but they're in, like, I think they have the best record in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
How about that guy, that rookie? Obviously, he's not a rookie because he played in Japan before. But the kid over with the Cubs, a manga.
Yeah.
And he's got like a 0.46 ERA. Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah,
and the Yamamoto guy in the Dodgers is good too now. After the first, he got shelled his first game, and he's been great ever since. So
yeah.
The Japanese have taken over the major league franchise.
Yeah,
they're gonna have they might have like two of the top five pitchers. They have the best hitter.
Yeah, and we got a reliever called Matsui who's really good, good. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy how made the major, like, American sports, with the exception of soccer, like, it is like drawing all the best athletes on the planet Earth, if that's like you think about it. You know, for like, you have like football players we're getting from, you know, people coming over, like, we get the, like, for example, like the Isle of Samoa, like, you know, basically a lot of the Samoans moved to Hawaii, like, it's the same roots or something. But, dude, it's like we did. The best island people play the NFL.
Right.
The best Latinos play basketball. Baseball. Right. The best Europeans play basketball.
And Africans.
You know, the red Africans, right? Like every part of the world.
Nothing like what we grew up.
You're going to the United States to play in sports. They let you play in soccer. They'd be able to play soccer.
There's teams where like hardly anybody speaks English. Yeah.
Right.
Are you guys going to take English lessons one day? Yeah. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, that's the thing that bothers me was like Ohtani.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're the face of baseball almost. You can't.
Right. You couldn't
put the Rosetta Stone and your speakers on your phone and just learn English.
You like, couldn't go, right.
Come on, man. It's like, Jesus, you know? That should have been one of the conditions of his contract.
Yeah.
Like, we're paying him like a quarter of $1 billion, yeah, like a half $1 billion.
Right.
Learn this game.
Right. What if you're going to a restaurant?
Yeah.
What if you're chilling out with a chick? What do you tell
her? Or you got some, then they got to hire some interpreter and the guy's robbing you blind.
Right.
Because you don't speak English.
Robbing him blind, bro.
That should be the perfect.
Is an understatement.
Yeah, that should be the perfect, like, damn, like, dude, you didn't learn English. Look what happened. You lost millions.
Right. That's a perfect reason. That is a perfect reason. All right.
Christ.
So that's been our sports. If you got any comments, opinions, keep them to yourself. No, just send them to k100questions@gmail.com. Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards. Johnson Level has been an industry leader for over 75 years, offering the finest levels, lasers, and layout tools. The Johnson Level 85-foot laser distance measurer captures length, area, and volume. And it also can be used in dusty and rainy environments. View our selection of Johnson Level tools on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.